Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Donovan's here, too. Jim is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, actually a founding, original founding member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to February of 1998. How about that, folks? Jim has been hanging out with us a long time, and he's the author of a number of books, including Handbook to a Happier Life, which I introduced to you back in those days. And Jim is one of the guys we turn to when we want to gain and maintain some balance in our lives. He's our good friend, Jim Donovan. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
Good to have you back. I know. It's we've already had your 15th anniversary. Well, we appreciate all the time you've given us and all the insights and inspiration you've given us over the years, Jim. I want to ask you about something you've been working on recently called Happy at Work, a book that you're going to be publishing. Tell us what it's all about.
Well, this is, incidentally, it's being published by your friend Mark Allen at New World Library.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mark's a good friend.
I'm thrilled with that because they have Handbook to a Happier Life. So
He's a major publisher, too.
Oh, yeah, and he's a great guy. I just love him. They're really great people out there. Yep. Georgia Hughes, the acquisitions editor, is terrific. And they'll do a wonderful job. I already have the cover. The cover is awesome. I submitted the manuscript. I'm working on the first round of edits and revisions. But a lot of it has to do with that Gallup poll that I'm sure you saw that came out a couple of months ago that said that basically 70% of the American population is disengaged at work. And that's costing businesses, you ready for this one, $550 billion. A year in lost productivity. Now, the thing that really blows my mind is I say that to people in business, in high levels in business, and they look at me and they go, oh, yeah. I'm like, yo, what are you going to do about this, man? And how do you explain or how do you justify accepting 70 out of 100 people at your company not working, not doing
their
job?
Well, here's how it gets slipped under the door. And people don't get upset about it too much, Jim. Of that 70%, 40% are just not engaged. They're not disengaged. They're just not engaged. 30% are disengaged. They're actively doing what you said. They're actively, you know, either not working, disrupting. They're doing whatever they're doing, and the other 40% are doing their job. They're just not they're just not doing what they could be doing. They're performing way below what they'd like to be doing, and as you say, only about 30% are actually what's considered to be engaged.
And there was another piece of that survey that talked about the 18% that spend their time spreading ill will throughout the company,
disrupting. Right.
Disrupting the operation. It's like, you've got to be joking here. No wonder companies are in trouble. I mean,
Right.
It's not about the economy. It's about you people.
Do you think the reason this is happening and the companies are allowing it, do you think it's sort of like the service thing where service has gotten so bad, the way people treat you, they don't say thank you anymore. They don't say, I'm glad you came in. They don't, you know, they throw your change at you almost. Do you think it's gotten like that, that's what we've started to accept it as the norm?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I don't get that kind of treatment. Honestly, I don't. I get treated much better when I go up to, because I treat people.
Well, you've got that halo thing that you wear around with you, and that makes a big difference.
Well, I engage other people, and I say hello to them, how you doing? You know, I make little jokes with people, service people especially. And
How do we get people to be happy at work?
Well, you need to take charge of it. You know, it's like everything else. I mean, it doesn't matter because I've done every imaginable kind of job in my life. I've been through some rough spots, as you know, and I've done whatever I had to do, legally, morally, ethically, to survive. So it's not about whether you're the CEO or the janitor. It's about how you approach it. And one of the things that's always served me well, and I learned it at a very young age, I probably got it from my parents or my grandparents, and it is to own your work. I remember when I was a kid, I was mopping the floor. My job was to take care of a patio in a restaurant. I was about 16, 17 years old. And I did an amazing job. I was like the best busboy they had ever seen. And it wasn't 2 weeks later, I was on a grill. I was working as a show order cook in the same place.
Yeah.
I moved very quickly up the ranks because they saw the work that I was doing. I wasn't doing it to impress the boss. I was doing it because my name is on this job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do the best I can because my name is on it. I'm signing off on my work. And I think if people took more of that personal responsibility, not only would they be doing a better job, but they'd be feeling better about it because we all want to be part of whatever it is we're doing. We don't want to feel like we're doing
something. I tell my employees, with regard to what you do, the job you do for us, you own that job, and to the degree that you need me to help you, at that moment, I work for you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's my job, whatever it is that I'm doing in a given company. So you start with things like that. It's really, in the new book, it has, I think, 67 chapters it started with. We'll see how it ends up. It's got a lot of different, it's that kind of thing. It's just a lot of different ideas. Think like an owner, and I like that one. If you owned a place, what would you be doing right now? It's one of the things I learned from Mark Allen, actually, because he has profits sharing through his company.
Oh, yeah, Mark's a master at this.
Oh, yeah, well, his book, Visionary Business, talks about that. And he said that if the people in the shipping room have profit sharing in the business, you don't have to worry about saving money on shipping. They will figure out how to save money on shipping because they have a vested interest in it. So that's another one, is to just, I mean, even if you don't have profit sharing, you're getting something from your company. You're getting a job, you're getting a salary, you're getting money to buy food for your family. So if you approach your particular area as the owner, and my wife's great line, and you know her, she's a little lunatic to begin with.
Georgia, yeah.
One thing is, she is, I'd rather ask forgiveness than permission. And that's how she rose up in the ranks of a major telecommunications company. She was in what is now Verizon. And she got there, she was a high-level executive. She got there because she just made decisions and took action. And
but you got to, but you got, me, but so a lot of people need to be led that way. And I still say if you have disengaged employees, most of them are because they're not being led by visionary leaders. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, exactly. I mean, that was my classic story, and I wrote about it in a press release I put out about the disengagement. So I'm trying to get notice and get companies interested
quickly
in bringing me in to do my Happy at Work seminar.
Right.
You got a break coming?
Yeah. We need to take a quick break. Give us your website, Jim.
JimDonovan.com.
JimDonovan.com. Check it out, folks. Quick break. Right back with Jim Donovan. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.